Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. And I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Pam Danziger is here, too. Pam is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, going back now more than 9 years. She's the author of Shopping, Why We Love It. She's the author of Putting the Lux Back in Luxury. She's one of our top retail experts, especially on the high end. And there's I can't imagine anybody better at this than Pam. Pam Danziger, welcome back to the show.
Oh, it's good to be with you this morning.
President of Unity Marketing, and you spend your life focusing on the retail end, especially the high end, right?
Well, what we really focus on is the customers who have the most money, and that mm-hmm. would happen to be the affluent people, and they're
right.
the top 20% of U.S. households. So, you know, they're the top 20%, but they spend more than 40% of all the consumer money in the economy. So it's, and you know, the misconception
top
about
20% of the top 20% of the population in economically, but they spend 40%.
More than 40. Exactly.
More than 40. Wow.
Yeah, but the misconception is that they are only shopping at the high end, and that's quite wrong. I mean, they're shopping
right.
across all different kinds of retailers because they can.
You know, I know women whose husbands are multi millionaires, and they will not buy expensive clothes. They
right.
you know, they came up, they didn't come up that way. You know what I mean? They weren't born to the manor. And
right.
and even though they've got all this money, they're still looking for bargains.
Well, there's no question, and you know that's what I kind of keep reminding my customers about is that you know, people don't get rich by spending all their money.
That's right.
They get rich by being careful.
That's right. That's right.
So,
by using their head, right?
Right. Exactly. So that's really where we focus, and we recently have we're doing a study right now of specialty independent retailers. So these would be the mom and pop stores, you know, on the corners
right.
on the main street
the
country, and we've been looking at them because they really do draw primarily from the more affluent. Because you know, let's face it, middle America, most of those people have to shop at Walmart because they're watching their budgets so
that's
carefully.
Right. That's right.
So these are the people with a little bit extra discretionary money who can, you know, who value the special, you know, the special independents who offer special kind of shopping experiences.
Well, and what people are looking for, and this is something that I've been talking quite a bit about over the years, Pam, is they don't, you know, we all need clothing, but we want a look, right? And
right,
no matter who we are, male or female, rich or poor, everybody wants a look, and maybe we want so a special look, but that doesn't mean we want to pay more for it.
Exactly. So, and you know, oftentimes special retailers and specialty independents offer these. I mean, that's why they're called specialty.
Things
they
that
offer
you're not
special
they,
things rather than going, you know, to Gap or Banana Republic,
right.
where you get the same clothes that everybody else gets.
A lot
in
of people
special market
want things that nobody else has.
They're not
going to meet coming in the door. And you know, when they're going out the door, somebody's wearing the same thing coming in the door.
Exactly. So that's that, and there really are, you know, very important. I mean, these are small businesses that are really important to local communities.
Oh,
they're
yeah.
important, you know, and there's a whole trend now of, you know, shopping local. I mean, we see it in the dining area, dining
mm-hmm.
local, but it's also
right.
the same idea of shopping local and buying American. I mean, it's like
right.
it's become a real trend, and the specialty independent retailers are the ones at the forefront of this trend, and you know the ones that have survived the recession, because many of these stores didn't survive.
Yeah.
But the ones that have survived are the ones that, you know, is survival of the fittest. And I think we'll be seeing them stronger as the years go by. You know, hopefully, if they can.
What do you think are the markers of the companies that survived? What do you think that they did?
Well, I think they had to manage their costs very carefully.
Right.
And they had to be, really aggressive about, servicing the customers and marketing to them. And marketing successfully today doesn't mean that, you're spending a lot of money on advertisements in the newspapers or the,
people don't want to see what they're going to buy in an ad.
Right.
I have an idea, Pam, and let me throw an idea out here, and you tell me what you think. These are people who have found a way to connect with the people who came in their building and who shopped around, who found a way to, who got permission to follow them home with by email or some other method. And these are people that they are staying in contact with almost one-on-one, maybe as in a group mailing, emailing or something like that. But sometimes, maybe even one-on-one, hey, Pam, we just got this new jacket in that you seem to like this particular company. I just want to let you know that we've got your size in. And
right.
You got a personal email. And what else have they got to do? I mean, that's what you do when you're a small business. What do you think? I think that's the reason those guys survived.
Well, there's no question about it because, I think before it used to be, the idea was, we would put an ad in the newspaper, and advertise a sale, but that's not working anymore. So people are, retailers need to turn more toward social media.
Right.
And, and it's a scary thing. I mean, it's a scary world, but, but it's interesting. Over 80% of the retailers that we surveyed are actually using Facebook. And that is really becoming an avenue of connecting with your existing customers.
But see, that's Pam. I agree with you. But the thing is, what people have to realize is that's just one of the connection options. See, if you want to reach me, if there's something like that, let's say that you own a fishing shop or something, or a golf shop or something. You want to reach me, then you're not going to reach me on Facebook, you're going to text me probably, or maybe send me an email. The point is, everybody has their own way of thinking. That little shop you're talking about, the 60-year-old customer is going to want to be reached differently than the 30-year-old customer, even though they both may buy from the same brand.
That's exactly right. And you, as a retailer, have to think about ways of connecting.
Right.
Because, when we look at the different types of communication vehicles that people are using, word of mouth is the most important thing.
Absolutely.
So what you have to do is think about servicing, your current customer and then
Absolutely.
The next one.
Pam, give us your website, please, quickly.
It's unitymarketingonline.com.
Pam Danziger and I will be right back. More to come after these messages. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.